All right, so yes, good morning everyone and all the fathers, happy Father's Day once again. And it's truly my honor to be able to be here to share the word of God. And first of all, I want to honor Pastor team, also the leadership team for trusting me with this pulpit today, this morning. And because this is my first time preaching, it's my third time this weekend. But it's my first time ever need to preach, all right? So it's your first time, you got to introduce yourself, even though I'm here so long already, right? So I got to introduce a little, and I saw that my sister is here. Awesome, all right? So let me quickly just introduce you all, my family. This is my family. I come from quite a big family, and this is myself and my husband, and he's there as well, Matthew. And then my dad and my mom. Sorry, everybody actually look somewhere else. I cannot find the pictures that focus everybody see. Yeah, so, and then my third sister, my fourth sister, my second sister, my elder sister, and then my brother. So I have one brother and four sisters. I'm the youngest, the pampered one, the spoiled one. Okay, and then the rest are the spouses and as well as my nieces and nephew. And let me quickly just show you what happened last week. We actually had your family gathering, and we had about 4 to 50 of us, and it was a very, very enjoyable time that I can have with my family. And I tell you, because I already know that I have to preach on Father's Day, and on that 3 days tonight of family trip, tell you, never in my life I pay so much attention to observe daddies, all right? I have 10 daddies here. I tell you, 3 days tonight, I just looking how they interact with the kids, how they, you know, how they talk to their kids, and how they handle stuff, and really, and because of paying attention at all the daddies, I just felt that, wow, daddy's heart is actually huge. It's not just playing around, but they really, really love and care. But of course, not just the 3 days tonight I discover. I do experience from my dad as well. You know, my father, and take this chance to honor my father, though he's not here. And I just want to take this chance to honor my father. He's a man that who, you know, with little words, but really provide a family. And as well as, you know, we have 6 of us. And our family, we come from a not really well-to-do family. And day in, day out, you know, I see them really work very hard to feed us and as well as be with us. They try their very, very best. And I'm glad that God so blessed us and to become where we are today. And I really see how God bless our family. Yeah, let me just quickly go into what I have today. You know, I come with a mission. I think a month ago when Pastor Tim texted me, hey, can you preach in Father's Day? I was like, so many messages. Why you ask me for Father's Day message? I'm not a father. And some more, later I will tell you all more that me and my father, I don't have much interaction. So I don't have much memory to share about too. So I was like, what am I going to share? I tell you, I really stress. But actually not just Father's Day. Any topic come to me, I guess I'll be stressed too. But this Father's Day one, I really struggled 2-3 weeks. I just asked God, God, what do you want me to share? I really struggle because I know that I'm not father. Am I not in the position to tell all the dad, how can you be a godly father or give you some handers? I'm just not in the position. I'm not a mom also. Maybe next time, I'm not sure you pray for us. It's just not that spot yet. And when I listen to the sermon, I try to do some research, listen to YouTube on some of the messages. Boys, all preached by men and all, most of them are fathers. More stress. But I think God is gracious. You know, this Monday, he gave me a statement during my devotion. I was like, thank you, Jesus. But before I reveal the statement to you, he first revealed to me who am I that I can share this message. What kind of positions that I have to share this message? He reminded me that I am a daughter of an earthly father, and also a daughter to a heavenly father. Suddenly, I felt that I can share my point of view as a daughter about fathers. And he reminded me about that first. And then this statement came in. And this statement is so powerful. And before I give to you this statement, I want all of us here, I know there's a lot of fathers, maybe we're grandfather here, some of our father passed away already, or maybe they are just not around anymore. But today I want to appeal to all of us here that we all have the same role, that we are a child to someone. Okay, no matter how old or how young you are, all of us today, our role today when we are listening, I want you to throw away, even your father, your grandfather, your grandmother, throw away, be a child, all right? Because this message is for a child to that have parents. I mean, even our parents pass away, we are still a child. There is a role that will never change, all right? The role will only increasing only, you get more and more role, right? Just like me, I got married already and then I become a pastor, there's a lot more, okay? So I guess, but today, no. We just, all of us listen from a child point of view. So the message that God gave to me that I'm very excited that I want to share, although I'm so stressed up, but I'm excited. I'm very excited that what God is going to do in our life and in your life. And a statement that God gave to me is, we forgive because He first forgave us. This is very similar to we love because He first loved us. But before we love, there's something need to be done. And today, the focus is on forgiving. Wow, on a Father's Day. But flow with me, you will love this, and I know God is going to do something. All right? And let me just quickly go through the 6 types of fathers that I came across. When I came across these 6 fathers, one of the pastors actually shrunk it into 6 types. And I will just quickly go through with you all. Okay, where is the script that I have? All right, is it up there? No, not yet. First one, absent father. Absent fathers can be because of death, divorce, dysfunction, disinterest. They are there but not there, just somehow not in the picture of our life. Abusive father. They not only didn't bless us, but they actually hurt us either emotionally or verbally or physically. Third one, performance-based father. He wants to bless you and he told you that he would bless you, but you had to earn the blessing. If you do well and follow what he says, probably you could get a heart. He is saying, I love you and praise you. The love increases based on how you did. The fourth one, passive father. He is in the mix with us, but he is sort of non-factor. He's in the room, but he's not really in the story. He's not taking initiative. He's not taking the leadership role. He's not stepping up and being the man that God created him to be. Maybe he never had a father and he never got a blessing. Maybe somebody else in the family has put him in his place and he just decided he would be safer to stay there, but he's not speaking up and he's not speaking. He's there but not giving you what you want. The next one, antagonistic father. He basically is not for you. He is almost like he's against you. So he's always shipping, always cutting, always undermining, always telling you that you are not going to measure up and sometimes telling you you are never going to be as good as he is. It's like that he is in a competition for you to see who is going to do the best in life. And instead of breathing on you all the hope that you need, he's actually standing in your way. And if you are going to be somebody who is world changer for God, you have to get past your debt first before you can make a mark in the world. Has been quite depressing. No worry, the good one coming. Okay, a 6th one. Empowering and loving dad. He is not perfect, but he loves you and you knew it. He told you he loves you when you are at your best, and he still tells you he loves you when you are at your worst. He is always with you and constantly remind you how good you are, and when you are not doing well, you know he always has your back. He constantly helps you to live to your full potential that God has given you. This 6th that pastor has narrowed down, I want to say that all of us are human and our fathers are not perfect. And no matter which father it is, I just want to say that actually we all long and want father's love. Why I say so, I will continue on after we do this exercise. You know, in kids' church, we ask the kids when the next slide coming in, right? I'll ask the kids to start writing down already, you know. Yeah, I wish my dad, and then they continue sentence. But of course, all of you are not children. I'm not going to ask you to do that. But at your seat, can I just invite you to, you know, if you need to fill the sentence yourself, how would you complete it? It's for yourself. I wish my dad, ... What is some things that you will feel? There's a list that I come out, probably will hit some of your spot. Some of us might say that I wish my dad is still alive. I wish my dad hugs me more. I wish my dad stopped hitting my mom or me. I wish my dad will come home. I wish my dad can spend more time with me. I wish my dad can be more supportive. I wish my dad would give me equal attention compared to my siblings. I wish my dad was less demanding. You know, the list can go on. And when, if you're true to yourself, you'll have your list as well. No matter how young or how old we are. Because there is something that we long for Father's love. And I'm not here to really play with our emotion. And I'm not here to trying to ask us to count how bad our Father is. Please follow me. It's not about that. Today, the focus is check our inner self, that what kind of things that you long from your dad. And why do I want to focus on this is, why do I want to dig into this is, you know, parents' love is the love that we first encounter when we were born, right? Growing up, and you also grow in the environment that hoping that you are loved by your parents. They are the one that give you the support. And so if this is a part that being neglected, that or maybe we overlook, actually is also not very good for us. I'm going to share my own story later that why I think it's not so good. So I'm going to share a little bit of my story that, you know, I grew up in an environment, I told you we have a big family, and my parents always go out. And I tell you, I'm a happy-go-lucky girl. My parents not around, I go out. You know, I went out. You know, you ask my sister, they are the one that need to clean my womb, lah, you know. Come back home, you know, bitten by the dog, you know. And then I went to river, climb the trees. I tell you, I'm happy. I enjoy my childhood very, very much. And I never ever thought of, I don't have father's love. I actually never. And I don't think at all. And I tell you, I never even questions, where is my dad? I never even question about that. Ever, trust me. And then I come to, and then fast forward 18 years, I came to KL to study. And can I just be real to you that because I had a very little interaction with my dad, even I come to KL for 15 years, less than 5 times phone conversation. So the only interaction that we have is when I go back hometown and I get to spend time with my dad. And it's also quite brief because it always have a lot of people. And until now you feel like, wow, that's so sad. No worry. It's very beautiful. I'm going to come into the picture. All right. Because I never think I lack anyhow, right? So I don't think that I don't have father's love. And my father do love me. Everybody just show loves differently. But every kids, every child have their own need. Right? So I didn't know my need. I'm going to, and now how I discover my need is when I started relationship with Matt, you know, now my husband. When I started relationship, I think first few months, I keep complaining only. I just keep telling that, why you don't love me? I just feel don't love enough. I feel like you don't give me enough time. I feel like you don't do enough. I always complain until there was one night, Matthew was telling me, say this word, what do you want me to do? My reply, I don't know. It was just so heated that both of us are so sad, but we love each other, but we're going to answer. So I went back home. But we didn't close well that night. We went home. I'm so sad. He was so sad. I went to God. I went to God. I cried out to God. God, please tell me it's Matthew's problem. But God didn't. You know, God, you know, when I cried down, I broke down. Why I broke down? Suddenly, God telling me that you were looking for praise, you were looking for love, you were looking for security. It's coming from that. You are looking for those things from the second man in your life, which is Matthew. The first man that I met, which is my father. But I have all the expectation that I want from the first man I put on Matthew's life. Poor guy. He will never be able to match that because he is not my dad. And it's not fair for him too, right? I know that night when God reminded me about that, I broke down. I said, God, he's empty. I told God, I said, God, can you please minister to me? Can you make me feel your love? And I know that night, I really had great time with God. God just ministered to me, filled my heart. And I didn't even know there was a hole in me until something happened. Sitting down here, some of us, maybe we already go through that. But when we search, And I want to encourage you to search, actually, because it affects how we love people, how we see ourselves, how we see others. So that night, God, I'm so grateful that God revealed to me and He actually comforted me. And my heart was full again. He filled me. And the next day, I went to man. I said, I'm sorry. I say, I'm sorry. I realized that I have putting false expectation on you. Can you please forgive me? And thank goodness, Matt was loving. That's why we are married now. That he was understanding. He says that I understand and I'll try my best to love you. And I also say I'll try my best to settle my heart with God for that. So after that, I felt that, wow, God, this is powerful. And I find that, you know, in our life, the more that we live, sometimes God reveals different things through the things that the day-to-day life that we are living. Maybe now we are speaking to you. Some of the things actually reveal to you, actually I behave in a certain ways because of this, right? And I want to continue on that Bible have a very, very beautiful story talking about forgiveness. And I know that that night when I encountered God, I also released forgiveness towards my dad. Again, let me mention, my dad loves me. It's just that a child's need not being met, and I don't even know. So also poor dad lah, huh? So I went to God and I told God, I said, God, please, I want to forgive my dad. I released my forgiveness. And I felt, wow, immediately when I do that, the strength and the love that God gave me is something that I never imagined. And suddenly, I have more strength and love to carry on. As a daughter, how do I do something different in my family and the relationship that I want with my dad? And I'm going to share with you another, just a very beautiful passage regarding forgiveness. And I find this passage is powerful. Just let me quickly go through with you all. John 21, verse 15 to 18. When they had breakfast, finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. And then Jesus asked again, the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? I tell you, Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you, right? Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. I just want to give a little bit of context for this scripture. This conversation happened after God died on the cross. He resurrected, but before he ascended to heaven. So he was on earth 40 days, all right? And this conversation, a similar conversation happened before Jesus died on the cross as well. So if some of you know a little bit of this story, actually Jesus did ask Peter the first conversation before Jesus died, before Jesus crucified on the cross, he did have this conversation with Peter. He asked Peter, do you love me? And he's sitting down with people and he asked Peter, do you love me? And then Peter said, I love you. And Jesus asked three times as well. Peter also say, I love you. And Peter even say, I will die for you. You trust me. Huh? And what happened? When the Roman soldiers came and arrest Jesus, Peter was nowhere to be found. And when people recognized Peter, that this guy was with Jesus, where was Peter? Peter say, what was Peter respond? He said that, I don't know him. He denied him. Hello, if you are Jesus, how would you feel? Boy, this fella betray me. And just now you say, I love you. Now you don't love me. And all of us have to know, Peter was one of the few that Jesus asked them to be disciples. So Peter was also one of the disciples that followed Jesus the most, longest. And he was with Jesus. Miracles, seeing miracles and everything. And Chinese says that 吃喝拉撒 together. That means that sleep together, go toilet together, everything together. And this fella tell everybody, I do not know him. How Jesus will feel? How would you feel? I will feel betrayed. If I'm putting in Jesus' shoes, I definitely will feel betrayed. And I really will hate for a moment, because I'm still Christian to forgive, right? I will hate Peter. And the thing is, you look at the second conversation. Jesus loved Peter. And it's so much love that Jesus trying to give Peter is, he gave Peter the second chance. The 40 days was precious, if you agree with me, that he died and he left 40 days on earth. He will definitely meet the people that he wants to meet. Give the last message that he wants to give, right? If you left 10 minutes, you want to spend the time with the people that you love, not the one that betray you. And if I was Jesus, I tell you, I want Peter to feel guilty. I know you won't want to go to Peter. Now that Peter actually realized that he's a Messiah and he can raise from the dead, he definitely is God. That what he is the God that he preached who he is. And Peter realized it. And definitely Peter will be like, Aluma. He's really God. I should have fight for it. And he feel guilty about it because Judas hanged himself. And I'm pretty sure that Peter will have the same feeling if Jesus did not go to Peter. And God so loved Peter. He still go down to him, still face to face, still sitting down with him, still eat with him, still have the same conversation. How many of you agree that it's really out of love and he has forgiven Peter? If not, will not give the second chance to Peter. He talked to Peter and he asked the same conversation again. Do you love me? And this round, Peter said, I love you. And this round, Jesus trusted and felt the love. Why? Because he gave instruction. Only people who trusted, you will give certain instruction and you believe, right? Just if you left something in the house, you need to give somebody the key. You only give to somebody you know and you trust to go to your house to get something. Wow. When I look at this passage, I just felt there's so much love and forgiveness happening. And Jesus didn't want Peter to live his life with guilt. And he is so personal that he wants to make sure that my child, Peter, is all right. Why? Because he didn't on the way when he ascended, Peter there, I have forgiven you, yeah? And bye. It's not. It wasn't that brief at all. It was personal. It was the reconciliation happening. It was the things that letting Peter able to respond back. I tell you, it's so powerful. When forgiveness happens, we really can see life change. Peter's life changed. My life changed. I'll just quickly tell you that after I was filled by God, after I released the forgiveness, I know that I have God's love. I can do something about it to mend the relationship. I make trips go back. And I tell you, the first few trips wasn't easy. I don't know what to talk to my dad. It's very hard. It's not personal. And the only time that I can spend with him, feel more comfortable is when he's watching TV and I watch TV. That's the best time because you don't need to talk. And some of you can agree with me too. And I remember there was one of the trip I went back and we finished the show. It's only me and my dad. And my dad actually sit up from his sofa. There's a spot for him. He turned around and looked at me. And I know that he wanted to do some mend our relationship too. He was looking at me and says that we are like stranger. I didn't know what to say and what to reply on the spot. Can you imagine that the one that you love and the one that you love me tell you that you are like stranger? And it was very heartbroken. He loves me, I love him. So I know that God already mended my heart, that I have the love and I'm well. I know how to respond back, how do I give back and how do I mend that relationship. So I make trip go back actually more. Last time I like to if my sister go back, I only go back because I don't have to talk. But now it's like, I don't care. If I can make trip back, I go. Myself and my husband will do, never mind. Awkward lah, it's fine, you know? And I just want to thank God. You know, the last trip that I went back, not the family trip, the last trip, just me and my husband went back. We had breakthrough. The breakthrough is we had a solid heart when we departed, when I will come back KL. Not the sight and the awkward heart, okay? I want to tell you is the really face-to-face father and daughter's solid heart. And I felt the love. Felt love is very important. And this message is important is because our heart needs to be mended. And some of you here, you might think that agape, I'm not in the positions I can change in any situations. Or maybe agape, my dad has passed away. It's okay. It's because our heart needs to be mended and God can mend us. We don't have to straight go back to the same person, but you know, God's love is perfect. Even our father no longer here. Even we can't change the situations. If our hearts still linger, our hearts still hurt, our heart when we think back, we just feel, either you feel guilty that something is not settled. Today, I want to encourage you that you need to settle it. Surface it to God and let the whole replaced by God's love. Because God's love is perfect and is sufficient and it has strength for you to love again. And it's free you to love. Free you to love your dad, if there are dads still around. Free you to love your spouse, the people, your friends, the way you see yourself, the way you love you. I also need to go through that because actually I realize that I don't really love myself too. Also affect how we love and receive God's love. So I want to encourage all of us today, when we are all are well, especially the fathers, the way that you father your children and your family, lead your family, it will be different. So it is important that our heart is well and our heart is mended. And all the children here, that I my best wish, and I really want to leave this to you, that when you are well, you can bring change to your family. I know some of us looking at our family will be like, I don't know what to do. But may you also encounter the God that I encounter, because He's the same for everyone. His power, the love, the power that He's given to me, perhaps it's even stronger when He gives to you. It depends on your own need. Just today that we have to make the choice that do I want to surface it? Do I want to search my heart? Do I want to let God to mend it? And do you want to do something about it? If you want to do something about it, your heart has to be well first. So that when you love back, there is no grudges. There's no counting. Hey, I went back home 3 times. You don't want to do anything. Don't have all this. And you will see things differently. And I tell you, when my heart is full, I spend time with my dad one-on-one, I begin to see the little things, how he loves me. And I stop comparing too. So if your dad is still around, do something about it. If your dad no longer around or you can't change the situation, make sure our heart will make peace so that we are well. All right? You know, let's close our eyes. I just want to pray for all of us. I just want God to touch us. So many of you sitting down here, so many families over here. God wants to bless each family, each household. So I want to speak to all of us here, if there is anything that in your heart, that just now you make a list, I wish my dad, I wish my dad, I wish my dad. And I want to encourage you to release forgiveness, to say that God, I forgive my dad for not doing so. I forgive my dad not being there when I really need him. I forgive my dad not even pay attention to me. I forgive. And God, teach me to love. Teach me to see my dad differently. Oh God, I just want to pray for everybody here that God, if any of us, that God, we have, our heart have womb, I pray that God, that you mend it, oh God. That God, that you fill our heart, oh God, that our heart will no longer empty, oh God. Because God, I know that you are a God that can heal people, oh God. God, I want to speak against hurt people, this kind of words, oh God. I want to speak against it, oh God, because when we have your love, we can love, we won't hurt people, oh God. So Lord, I want to pray that God, you touch everybody's here. That God, that we are well, we bring a perfect love that God given by you to our family. That so that we can love again, oh God. And I want to pray for all the dads here, oh God, that they will not beat themselves. They will not think that, wow, there's so much need to be done. I'm not good enough. God, the Peter story tells us that there's always a second chance. You give us the strength. You love them. You will teach them. You will lead them. And the family is together with them. They are not alone. The family will love all the fathers. And God, you choose all these men to be the father in their household for a reason. And I know that household is so blessed to have all these fathers in their house. Because God, you pointed them to be the man of the house for a reason. And today, I pray that God, you bless them, oh God. You give them the wisdom, oh God. And I pray the Lord God that when they carry this role, they don't feel they are they don't feel that it's a burden itself. Because God, if you are God that give tasks, you will definitely empower them. Just like Peter, when he's empowered, he changed the world. So I pray for all these fathers, when you empower them, they will bring change to the family. They will bring love to the family. They will bring comfort to the family. They will provide to the family because God, you are able and your love is sufficient, your strength is sufficient. So God, bless all these fathers, oh God. Lord, they are so, so good because they carry the role that God you have given to them. When they go back, oh God, I pray the Lord, they will feel anointed by you because they are appointed by you. They will be empowered by you. Give them the handles. Today I didn't give, but God, you can give them the handles. How to be a dad, how to be a husband. Lord, with you, everything is possible and can, oh God. Bless them, oh God. Bless all the family, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.